Okay, Martin McHugh, GAA Congress voting in favour today of what will be a revamped All-Ireland Senior Football Championship for next year. Big support for this motion, which perhaps says it all.
Yeah, well, I think even the last time the vote was there, there was definitely, it seemed like a feeling of change. People want to change. Now, I would have gone the whole hog and done away with the provincial championships myself, and I thought I would have gone down the route of eight groups of four seated on the league. But suppose we're working, I think, the way the GAA works, we're working to hopefully get there at some stage down the road. But this is probably, you know, it is definitely a step in the right direction. I feel this year, I know that Ulster, the provincial championship stays and everything else. But what's going to be very important is like games, league games now is going to be very important, because the higher seeding you go in the league, the better. And I like that. Because, and the reason, Dermot, I like that is because of from the point of view, sometimes we, in the past, Dublin Kerry won enough games, then they say they're resting, they'll be resting their players, you know. Like, you could have a situation this year where Armagh come to Donegal in the last game and they're already safe, and they're, you know, they come down and rest the players. In this situation, there'll be no resting players and be favoured, because the higher up in the league you finish, the better. So what's happening is, you know, you're going to have end up with four groups of four. You have the four provincial champions who'll go into one group. You have the four then provincial beaten finalists go into different groups, and then you have then the rest of it seeded on the teams in the league. So Division 1 becomes very, very important. Now, you could end up with, you know, eight of them teams, and the teams that are already qualified, they could be most of them in Division 1. So even the team to get promotion in Division 2 could end up in this situation. So it's going to be a big battle for them 16 places, and it's going to be very exciting, and everything else, looking forward to it that way. And it's someone different. There's a lot more games going to be played, so there's a lot of pressure, a lot of more games we played, a lot of pressure on the player and everything else. But I would have to say it's a move in the right direction, and it's good to see, you know, it got that unanimous vote today, and that seems like everybody is happy with this, and people do want change, which to me is very, very important, because the provincial championships have gone stale, there's no doubt about it.
And you know what, it's taken so long for change to come in. We did eventually get the backdoor system, and then we had the Super 8s, Martin, so there's another change again, and you got to give credit where credit's due. You know, they haven't been afraid to try new things.
Yeah, they have, but sure, we look at the Super 8s, it's in and it's gone now again, because it's probably, you know, it wasn't successful, you have to say that. But there's no harm to change things, there's no harm in doing that. But sometimes we say the GAA sometimes make change for the sake of making change, silly changes maybe in the rules and that there. But I think we definitely had to make, in this situation, we had to look at it and take a look at what we're doing. So yeah, won the provincial championship, you're seeded one, you get a good seed in the provincial championships, and we look at it then, this, as you said, the beaten provincial finals get in there as well. So yeah, we look at it that down the road people were saying that, well, Kerry had too easy a run after they won Munster, and Dublin had too easy a time in Leinster because of no opposition, and Ulster, you have probably four or five teams could win Ulster this year at least. So when we look at it like that, when you take a look at it like that, Dermot, it's going to be fair for them. Now, I was down in Kerry last weekend, and they're happy with, because they feel that when they played Tyrone last year, they hadn't got tested, they hadn't got a big enough test. So now, you know, they're now going to get the test, they have them three games to play, and that's going to make a difference. And I think it seems that everybody seems to be happy with this anyway, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I remember a couple of years ago when Donegal dropped down into Division 2, and listening to you on commentary one night, Martin, you remarked that, you know, you said perhaps there's nothing all that wrong with going down into Division 2, gives you a chance to regroup and have a look at things. That'll no longer be the case.
No, that's definitely, to get a better seed. To get that better seed in the league and in that championship format, you know, you're going to have to get into it in the first place, because you don't know what kind of teams could qualify. You could end up, you see, with the team, say, in Munster this year, or say maybe Clare, somebody could end up in the Munster final, you know, with that situation. So you don't know what teams would end up in Leinster. Any team could end up, a Division 3 team could end up in the Leinster final in Leinster. So you have to get the high seeding in the league. So yeah, it'd be very, very, very important. I remember here one night, Jim McGuinness's first couple of years in charge of the team, and I was doing the comedy here, and Sligo were beating us here. Remember, Neil McGee got a last minute goal, and I said it would be no harm to go to Division 3, that's it, because we're rebuilding and everything else. But no, not anymore. There's definitely, you know, now it's and it's going to make every division very competitive. Like, look at Division 2 already, competitive it is, and you look at Division 3, and teams now have to get out of Division 3, so they want to have a chance to play in the San Maguire. They have to get out of Division 3 to have a chance to play in San Maguire and everything else. So it's looking forward. It's exciting times, I'd have to say. I think it's good for the GAA, and I think players and the GPA supporters, I think everybody is in favour of it, you know, and it probably will take more money into the GAA as well, which hopefully will be handed down and help the clubs and, you know, help the likes of Casement Park and places like that there to keep the standard high. So, yeah, everything's good.
And mentioning clubs, of course, the underage structure was another item on the agenda today, Martin. And, you know, clubs and managers and coaches that are involved at underage all have their views, and rightly so. But this seems to be something that's kind of put on hold for a while, these changes.
Yeah, the under 19, and I was involved in this myself, and I have to say I would have agreed with an under 19 competition coming in. I think the mistake that was made was that, you know, putting under 17 to the development squads. I think when you're competing with soccer and rugby and other sports, they're men now, Dermot, at under 17. And I know people talking about young Owens missing the free in the All Ireland final last year in Croke Park, but that's going to happen. You know, things are going to happen. Young lads are going to miss frees and miss penalties and miss everything, you know, at different levels. So I think we should have kept the under 17 as an All Ireland competition. I felt we needed to do that because I think you have to start giving them competitive at that age. And I would definitely agree with the under 19. And I would take in one rule, and I did say at the meeting I was at that I felt that it should be a rule taken in at under 19 level that no player until he finishes the under 19 is allowed to play inter-county senior. And I think that's the rule that would have been a big rule to get in, so that would give him time to play senior or to play Sigurdsson. He was playing senior with his club, and he'd be playing under 19 or whatever competition was club, and he'd be playing with the county, and that's all he had, and the county manager couldn't have him because it seems to be the big problem is, I think it's even Derry have four of that minor team in already, so they have four players and you know, in the squad. I think under 19, they're time enough to finish with under 19. That's why I felt I was hoping it would get through, because at under 21 or 20, Dermot, we look at it, I think they're grown men, they're ready to play senior football, they're playing senior with the club, you know, they're playing senior with the club, they might be playing senior with the county, and they'll be playing Sigurdsson with the county, so they've enough football in my opinion at that level. So I thought the under 19, I have to say, I thought it would have been a very good idea again. Look, it only got beat by a lucky percent. I think it was 57.5% or something, 56.5%. Yeah. So definitely, I think a wee bit of tweaking down there. And I think that definitely, that thing, what I'm saying, should be taken in with it as well. Now, people are a wee bit afraid. They were trying to get it over the line first and then maybe to get in afterwards and doing that. But I felt that, from my own point of view, I would like to see it in, because I feel that, you know, we look at the likes of, we saw Shane O'Donnell, you know, playing in the senior final, under 21 final, and he's playing with the senior team, you know, playing a lot of football, and then playing with DCU, that's a lot of football, you know, especially on heavy grounds. Now there is one problem I feel out at the minute, and taking the last weekend's games, now it really should be no games played last weekend of the weather. We're asking our best players in the country at the minute now, with this new system, to play in the worst conditions. And that's the one disappointing thing I would have now. Lucky enough, conditions are good here the night, Jim.